USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
Senate Democrats approved a $3.5 trillion budget resolution just hours ago, setting the stage for President Biden's social safety net. The vote was 50-49, and the measure passed after a lengthy series of amendment votes known as Votorama. The session started on Tuesday afternoon and went until 4 a.m. Eastern. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. Texas House of Representatives voted 80-12 to bring back their runaway Democrats, hiding to prevent a quorum on voter integrity legislation. Hours prior to the vote, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that the Republicans were within their rights to force their colleagues to return. Republican State Representative Matt Krause from Fort Worth says the voting debate must go on.
I think Representative Kane and I, Chairman Kane and I, would say it's not animosity, it's not retribution, it's just let's do the work of the people of Texas.
USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Confusion over COVID infection numbers in Florida has the CDC and Republican Governor Ron DeSantis pointing fingers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The CDC says that there are 28,317 new cases of COVID-19 in Florida. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis thinks that data is inaccurate.
They did a three-day report. CDC put that over 2 days and made it look like we had higher on those days than we did. And so we're trying to figure out if that's been corrected, and if not, whether it would just make more sense to maybe at least put out something. So stay tuned on that. We'll see what happens.
The Florida Department of Health tweeting on Monday that the CDC combined multiple days into one.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there were just over 184,000 new infections nationwide on Tuesday. Just under 500 people died Tuesday from COVID complications. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After President Obama promised to scale down his 60th birthday party over the weekend amid a rise in the COVID-19 Delta variant, it appears words and actions were on two different levels. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As COVID cases continue to rise around the country, Republicans are calling out former President Barack Obama for throwing a maskless birthday party. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says there's a double standard around the country.
This is the way it's been now for over a year with these folks, there's always a double standard. You know, you get COVID if you go to church, if you go to work, if you go to school, or if you go to a Trump rally, or in this case, the Sturgis motorcycle rally. But you can't get it at President Obama's birthday bash.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, just over 134,000 new COVID cases were reported in the United States. Just under 500 people died from COVID complications in the nation on Tuesday. A famous National Hockey League goalie has died. Dan Naraki has more.
Hall of Fame goalie Tony Esposito has died. The Chicago Blackhawks announcing his passing Tuesday following a brief battle with pancreatic cancer. Esposito played nearly all of his 16-year NHL career with the Blackhawks, winning the Stanley Cup in 1969, the Vezina Trophy as the league's top netminder three times, and was named an All-Star six times. Esposito was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1988, the same year that Chicago retired his number 35 jersey. Tony Esposito was 78.
I'm Lance Pryor, USA Radio News.